I'm pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom. Back cannot be shaken in the name of Jesus. The enemy's defeated, and we will shout it out.
Come on and shout with us this morning. God is fighting.
God is fighting for us. Pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom. Man cannot be shaken in the name of Jesus. The enemy's defeated.
Do what? Do what?
And we will shout it out. Shout it out.
God is fighting for us. Pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom. Man cannot be shaken in the name of Jesus. The enemy's defeated. We'll shout it out, shout it out.
God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, the enemy's defeated.
And we will shout it out,
praise him, church. We serve a mighty God and push back the darkness of this world. That pushes back the enemy. He is defeated, church, this morning. How many know that this morning? The devil's defeated. Amen. Demons flee at that mighty name of Jesus. Sickness has to go this morning. Battles have to cease, church. The winds have to obey at the mighty name of Jesus, church. Bless him, worship him, honor the Lord our God. Amen. Praise him one more time, church. Amen. We serve a victorious God. A victorious God. You can't let the resurrection just fall off that easy. Amen. You may be seated. We just celebrated the resurrection service last week. Amen. That same zeal should be on fire in your life. The zeal of the Lord. As we covered this Thursday night about burning in our hearts. Amen. And burning in your soul, in your mind, in your spirit. Again, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It should be an everyday experience. An everyday, again, moving of God. Don't let the enemy win in your life, church, this morning. Amen. And truly, we're grateful today. Glad to have each one here in the house of the Lord with us. And again, I want to just take a few moments here. Preacher's few moments is always hard to do. My wife said, I don't know if you're going to be able to pull this off. Amen. And be able to stop in time. We're going to see. If not, we're going to be like OJ running through the airport. Amen. She said, not me. You're going to be running by yourself. Amen. I want to read to you here. I want to read to you here from the Word of God. From the Word of God here. It's a lengthy reading. I'm going to read some of it, so I ain't got to go back to it here. The Bible says Matthew 10, 1 through 16. Y'all see that? There's no way I'm going to get done. Let's read it. The Bible says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of the sickness and all manner of disease. Verse 2, he says, and now the names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter, who was called Peter. Andrew, his brother. James, the son of Zebedee. And John, his brother. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the publican. James, the son of Alphaeus. And Lebus, whose name is Thaddeus. The Bible says in verse 4, Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Bible says in verse 5, these 12 went forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into the city of the Samaritans ye enter not. This was the commandment at the time. He says, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That was the original plan for Christ, to go to them first. The Bible says, as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor staves, or for the workman is worthy of his meat. And in whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when you come into an house, salute it. If the house be worthy, let your peace be upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return unto you. He says, and whosoever shall not receive you, neither nor hear your words, he says, when ye depart out of that house and shake or city, shake off the dust of your feet Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in that day of judgment than for that city. That's a pretty strong statement by Jesus. He says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. Harmless as doves. Verse 1 again, I'll reread that verse. The Bible says, and when he had called them, called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manners of sickness and all manners of diseases. And I'll also give you another verse here as well. I'll give you the one in Psalm 62. Psalm 62. And for the sake of reading here, I'll give it to you here. Verse 6 and 7. The Bible says, he is my only rock, my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, my refuge is God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is our refuge, Selah. And then he says a little further in verse 11. That's what I want to get you to. He said, God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this. The power belongeth unto God. For a little bit today, I want to give it a title this morning. A thought concerning siding with power. Siding with the power or with power. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, God, for, again, allowing us to be back to worship you and to praise you, God, this morning. Thank God for each one here and those watching online as well. God, we pray that you will empower the hearer, empower their hearts and their souls and their faith. Empower men and women, God, to be disciples of you. So you know, realize, God, who you are and realize, again, the power that lies within. Lord, we ask you to just to bless in a mighty way, move in a powerful way. Come down from heaven and God, dwell in our midst. And Lord, just perform and do a mighty work that we ask of thee. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Siding with power. Siding with power. In other words, choosing the side of power. Have you read it before? I'm siding with power. You think about it. I was looking at this about the scriptures. There's various scriptures concerning sin, concerning what the devil does, concerning how that he only has a limited amount of power. And the scripture even refers to how that he asks, why would we want to engage or be a partakers of the weak and beggarly elements of this world? Weak and beggarly elements of this world. Again, strong men and women are those that will serve the Lord. Strong men and women will serve and live for God. You think about it, how that anybody can sleep in this morning, right? Anybody can do that. But it took a little something extra for you to get up out of the bed and say, I'm going to the house of the Lord. Anybody can obey your flesh, obey what the flesh wants to do. Anybody can do that. But it takes men and women that will have a determined, made up mind that I'm not going to obey my flesh. I'm going to be disobedient to the devil. Amen. Be disobedient to his command and begin to follow after God's command. Again, anybody can obey sin and the devil himself. But we shared with you Thursday night about we prayed that the living God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, will begin to burn in every heart and every soul. To burn down on the inside. To burn, amen, and have a desire to serve and live for him. We see, again, everybody wants to side with power. Power, again, is attractive. You look at even nature itself. Sometimes you look at birds and you wonder about it. You ever seen down up and down the road, sometimes you see a big nest next to the power line, lodged into the power line because they are receiving the heat from the power. Things are attracted to it and drawn to it. The sun, we see there's power in the natural sun because somehow, some way, when the sun comes up and it gets warm, the power of nature begins to rise. There's power in the sun. Power in it to where it supplies energy here on earth. Power to where we come alive again. We thank God for this time of year. Power, siding with power. But church, we side with the one from above. We want to side with the God of heaven who made the sun, who made all of nature, who made the winds and the waves, the ones who made the mighty winds. We serve a God of great power this morning. We look at throughout the scripture, men and women of power, the desire to be powerful, the desire to have power, the desire, again, it's only natural to do this, to have, no doubt, meant God created Adam to have the upper hand or to have dominion upon the earth. He gave mankind a sense of power. And so we see, but power can be dangerous as well if we don't use it correctly. How many know that this morning? Power can be used, can be dangerous if not used correctly. Again, and so we see world leaders and national leaders can become, with the wrong use of power, can become cruel dictators if we've seen through the history of time. Even politicians can do the same if they misuse their power. Bosses, CEOs, again, police, parents even, and preachers, it does not matter. The power is given, and we must use it wisely. If we have the wrong spirit, we have the wrong energy behind it, power can be detrimental. We see nuclear power. It could be a blessing, but it also it will be a curse one day. One day the power, again, from above can absolutely will be destroyed to wipe out towns and villages in the name of nuclear war. Guns can be used for a good cause, but also can be used for a bad cause. I mean, know that today. Can be used for self-defense, can be used for hunting, on and on and on. But when men and women use it for the wrong power, it could be, again, a horrible thing. We're talking about what side of power do we rely on? Do we use our computers to be a blessing? We can be used as a curse as well. We can use it for pornography. We can use it, some people use it to hack people's accounts. Man, people are cruel, man. To steal all your money, to steal all your accounts. I just got another alert the other day. It happened almost a year ago. I think when we was going to Mary's memorial, I got an alert on my phone and said, hey, you need to change your password. Your password is being compromised. And it looked legit. It was Microsoft. It was Microsoft alert. And it popped up on my computer. And right before we was walking out the door, I changed my password. I said, oh, man, I don't want this while I'm gone. When I'm sitting on the airplane, about to come to Arizona, my friend from coworker, he said, hey, man, I think you've been hacked. You sent me something about sending you Amazon gift cards, sending you $300. I said, no. Another one texted me, hey, I think you've been hacked. Hey, I think you've been hacked. I think you've been hacked. So all of a sudden, before we about to hurry up, before they telling me turn go to airplane mode, I'm trying to hurry up and I send out a thing saying, hey, I've been hacked. Don't listen to you. Some of y'all may have got it. Don't listen to get nothing crazy that I'm sending right now. It's not me. I've been hacked. And people would do that. People will hack the system. They would hack your banks. They would do all manners of things. Again, a misuse of power. But let's go into a little further. The devil tried to hack into God's power as well. Don't you know that? He tries to hack into God's power. He will use it in the wrong fashion. He will use it again and abuse mankind. But we see that Jesus is the ultimate demonstration of true power. This true use of power, the right use of power, was only done through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for that today. Great power today. We want to side with great power. Great power from above. Great power from above is able to defeat, as we say in the song just a minute ago, is able to defeat any and every individual thing that comes up against you and I today. I want to begin to show you this. Jesus had given his disciples great power. They had begun to follow him and followers of Christ today. When you follow Jesus Christ, he wants you to have power in your life. He wants to empower you. We celebrated the resurrection last week. We pray that, again, that resurrection power in your faith in God of what happened is not just something you acknowledge, but it's something that you want to start living. I want that same resurrection power in me. I want that same power of the Holy Ghost. I want that same power that I read about in the Word, where men had power to pray. They had power to withstand. They had power to resist the devil, and he would flee today. And so let's look at this. He commanded his disciples. Let's go back to it real quick. His original 12 disciples, the original 12. Amen. And thank God it wasn't just for the 12. How many thankful for that? But the Bible says he gave them power over unclean spirits, verse 1. over every unclean spirit. The power of the blood, the power of his word, the power of the Holy Ghost is able to eradicate every unclean spirit today. How many say that today? I challenge you not to depart from the unclean spirit. I challenge you to depart from the clutches of the enemy. I challenge you to come to the side of the great power of Almighty God. Come to God today. Jesus came so many women would side with him to leave the shackles and chains of the unclean spirits. He said, and he gave them power to cast them out and to heal all manners of sickness and disease, all manners of things we see our God is able to do this morning. I want you to know in this service right now, whatever you're going through, I want you to point you to the power of God, to point you to who he is, to point you how great that he is, how mighty that he is. How many know that this morning? We serve a powerful God, church, today. Elevate your faith and say, wait a minute, I serve a victorious God today. I'm going to believe that this morning. I'm going to receive that power. I'm going to be a conduit for God to work through and in me today. How many going to make that your prayer? God live in me. God dwell in me. Endue me with what I need today. He named them. He named them all. The 12 disciples, Simon, Peter. I'm not going to go through all of them. James and Philip and Alphaeus. On and on and on. These men saw and experienced the great power. Even Judas, he experienced the great power, but the influence of Satan was greater. The influence of Satan was greater. My friend today, if Satan has an influence in your life today, church today, we pray that you will cut that power off. Unplug from the devil this morning. How many say that this morning? It's time to unplug from the devil. Pull away from the table. Walk, get out of his midst and say, you know what? I'm going to step in and tap in to the things in which God has for me. I'm going to log in and I'm going to begin to lock in and experience the power of his mighty hand today. The Bible says he told him to go out and preach. You have power to preach this morning. You have power to witness. You have power to tell somebody else about the goodness of God. You don't just have to wait for his preachers to tell you about it. You don't have to wait for the Sunday school teacher to tell you about him. You can be a living witness for the kingdom of God today. And the Bible says here how he went on. He says here that he sent them out to preach the gospel. The devil hates when you open your mouth and start talking about God. He don't want you to do it. He don't want you to talk about God. Don't be mum about it. Speak the name of Jesus. Amen. And shout it out. Shout it out. The world is not ashamed of their sins, are they? How many know that? They will curse and carry on all up and down in the school, out of the school, up and down the block. They will let you have it. They'll talk any on the train. The world is not ashamed. Amen. Do we go around speaking Jesus everywhere we go? No, but don't be ashamed to talk about him either. Does everybody say that? Don't be ashamed. The Bible says, he goes on a little further. He says, preach the kingdom in verse 7. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Seek to heal the sick and cleanse the lepers. The other day, my wife had an ailment. Amen. And she said, I just walked by and said, be healed in Jesus' name. She said, you really meant that, didn't you? I said, yeah. In Jesus' name, be healed. And I kept going. What, the next day, the next morning, a couple hours later, guess what? I'm thinking something came in the mail or something. I didn't know what she was going to say. I'm healed. Amen. I said, but you laughed earlier. I used that Sarah thing on her. I said, you laughed. She said, well, you know. I said, no. I said, I spoke it. I believed it. And so this morning she come up, can you pray for me? I say, I'll pray for you. Amen. Because she's feeling pain again. Amen. How you feel now? Amen. Much better. Amen. In the name of Jesus, there's power in him. And I'm telling you today, Sister Smith, Brother Smith, you can lay hands on your grandbaby. She got a sniffle. Lay hands on it. Say in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be healed. You can lay hands on your friends and your loved ones. I'm talking about siding with power. We don't have to side with medicine. Thank God for medicine. But you know, at the same time, in the name of Jesus, I want to be healed. My diabetes, my cancer, my whatever it is, lupus, I don't care what it is, AIDS, it don't matter. Let's side with power. He said all the diseases he's able to heal. We need to side with power. They got us believing in science. Thank God for science, but it can compare nothing to God. Come on. They say trust the science. All right, but we're going to trust God as even greater. How many know that? You think about that. Come on. And so, again, we have to get our power back to God. give the power back to God. The power belongs to God. The Bible says he's able to raise the dead. The lepers were cleansed. The Bible says and cast out devils. You're able to cast out the devil out of your life. You can speak it when it's make the devil unwelcome in your life. Make the negative thoughts unwelcome in your life. You got to begin to rebuke that brother Robin and say, wait a minute. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. He'll say you're a failure. He'll say you're lost. He'll say you'll never win. Rebuke it in the name. That's a lie of the devil today. The Bible says he's the father of our lies because the Bible says to today, he says, I give you power. And if he gives me power, I can overcome. And if I can overcome, the devil's defeated. Amen. I can overcome any challenge in my life this morning. I'm talking about side with the power of Almighty God. The Bible says he's able to cast out devils. Freely give and freely shall receive it. He freely can we get it today. It don't cost you much. Amen. It just costs faith. Amen. The cost of faith and believe and walking upright and just do your part. God's going to do his church this morning. You believe God, God will show up. He said, number 9, he says, neither gold nor silver nor brass or pearls. He said, I'm going to take care of all that as well. Amen. How am I going to believe that with us this morning? You say, well, I'm worried about how it's going to get put together. I'm worried about the bills of adding up, preacher. He says, he told his disciples, he says, don't worry about that. I'm going to take care of it. Are you listening? You have faith in Almighty God, side with power. Well, the Bible says, well, he has a cattle on 1,000 hills, church of the day. His streets are paved with gold. Do we not believe that this morning? Amen. He has all the riches and glory, church, and he's able to pour it down from the open the windows of heaven. We cannot not let the powers of doubt and fear and unbelief plague our minds this morning. But believe God for everything. Believe God for miracles. Believe God for an outpouring. We need to side with power. Amen. I want to be on that side. I need some rich friends. How many of you ever say that before? I need some rich friends. Well, we got one up in heaven, church. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus, brother and sister. The richest one we know today. He's full of riches and full of glory. The Bible says, and when he came into the house, salute him. And he went on and said a little further. When he sent the disciples out, he said, if they don't receive it, he said, it's really their loss. It's really they're only hurting themselves. He said, and it really, he says, because of their unbelief, he says, they will face even worse judgment than Sodom and Gomorrah in verse 15. That's a very, very strong statement by Jesus. Jesus was serious about this. He says, man, side with me. This is serious business. And the devil knows this. He knows it's serious business. He wants men and women to come to his side every day, or stay on his side, I should say. But and it's a stronghold, about strong pull, that he tries to keep men and women from receiving the power. I remember Reverend Jones preached a message. I think it was here, maybe. He preached a message years ago when he came through. He said the devil's best kept secret is for men and women not to know about the Holy Ghost, for men and women not to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because why? He knows once you get full of the Holy Ghost, that's really that last ingredient, amen, to help you get on fire for Almighty God. You see here today, the Bible says he would breathe on the disciples and they were filled. He spoke into their lives and they were filled. And brothers, this morning we're trying to speak into you the Spirit of the Lord, the Word of the Lord, so you can understand and be filled with all confidence in your mind, with all, again, belief full of assurance that the power belongs to God. The Bible says in Psalm 62, I got to get you guys home. The Bible says, my soul wait upon the Lord. He wait upon God. My expectations is of him. Church of the day, expecting and believing that God is able. How many know that? He said, my expectation is of God. I'm going to pray this prayer, and I'm going to believe God is going to come through. I'm going to believe because I know he's able. I know he's all powerful. My expectation is of God. When I seek the Lord's face, and I'm doing my part, you got to do your part. Man. Again, it's not just, again, believing. We have to walk uprightly and do our part as well. Amen. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So that righteousness part is important. We do what we're supposed to do, and God will do the rest. The Bible says in verse 6, he is my rock, my salvation, my defense. I'm telling you, side with the power who is strong to defend the church this morning. He's able to build a hedge around and about you. He's able to defend you from your enemy. He's able to keep you from storm and winds that blow. He will keep you in the cleft of his rock, of the rock, church of the day. The Bible says he's my refuge. We have a place where we can go. I want to side with this place. We sing that song, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. That was from Proverbs 18:10 is where that scripture comes from. We kept singing it. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Let's move on. The Bible says in verse 8, trust in him at all times. At all times. The electricity may go out. The power may go out in the natural. But his power will never go out. We serve a mighty God. And there's power in prayer, church, this morning. There's power in prayer. Don't let your line be cut off, your prayer line be cut off. Don't stop that circuit to heaven. Somebody got that? Don't stop that. Don't get short-circuited in your mind. Don't let the enemy unplug you. Do not unplug from God. Do not be uprooted from God. Stay in God, church. The Bible says here a little further. He says, surely men of low decree and vanity, men of high decree are lying. He began to talk about world power, men of power who think they are strong and mighty in their own right. The Bible says, but it's a lie. It's a false sense of power. Men and women that know are real and really empowered are those that will trust in God, those that will serve God. You want to see a powerful woman, one that will pray, one that will believe God. A powerful man is one that will bring his family to the house of the Lord and get out on his knees and call on the living God and say, God, I need you. Saying, God, I'm weak, then I'm strong, Brother Robert. When I'm weak, I need my strength from above. And he's able to fill me. He's able to endue with me what I need. The Bible says the high degree of men, the degree of men are lie. He said, and it's laid in abundance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. He says, man's power is limited, and all God has got to do is blow on it. Y'all remember last week, I encourage you to read throughout the crucifixion again. Read through it, and every time I read that, when them disciples, Judas had betrayed Jesus, and he said, bring him to me. They led him to Jesus. And they were looking for him. They said, where is he? Where is the one? Which one is Jesus? And he said, it is I. Y'all remember that? The whole shebang of them. All the soldiers. The whole ding, 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 ding. They all fell backwards, the Bible says. Just from those words, it is I. Can you imagine like the Keystone Cops, they just all fell down. Just those simple words, the powers that was in his words. And they got back up again. And actually, you know, now we see the power of his word. The power, he said, they're lighter than vanity. In verse 10, he says, trust not in oppression. He says, what people may do, what the government may do. He says, become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon it. If you become empowered with riches, do not set your heart upon those things. Amen. Timothy tells, he says, they will take wings and fly away, and we'll be left with nothing. Amen. Because that's all some have. Sadly to say, you hear about it all the time on Wall Street and various places. Men and women jumping out of buildings when their stocks fall. Multi-millionaires overdosing. Why? Because their money dried up. Money cannot make you happy. He said, God has spoken it once. He said, set not your heart upon them. That's not where your power lies. Because all it takes is one depression. Don't it? That's all it takes is one good wiping out. One good storm. The dollar collapses. Be careful with it. They people are pulling away from the dollar. I don't know if y'all been paying attention. Brazil, Russia, India. What's BRIC? Brink. Brazil, Brinks, Brink. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South America. South Africa have pulled away from the dollar. Libya and Kenya are pulling away from the dollar. Amen. They say we're not dealing with the dollar anymore. And a lot of it is because they saw how we did Russia when we cut Russia off. Say, so you know what? It's all by part of our Bible prophecy. China has said they're gonna start interacting with one another. And so the forecast was saying be careful because the dollar can become weaker. And that's why when you go to McDonald's, it's almost $15. What kind of value meal is that? Ain't no value meal. That's a devalue meal. I know that's not good English. I'm sorry, folks. That's not a value meal. I can go down to I can go down and get a nice plate of nice food with rice and nice restaurant, sit down for $15. And you slap that hamburger meat on there, slap some mustard. The burger's hanging off, soggy. $15. Fries done dried up. Amen. But anyway, the dollar would devalue. Amen. Don't put your trust in that is what I'm trying to say. The power belongs to God. But you know what? Through it all, we've seen through the Old Testament. We've seen throughout the Word. And we see here with the disciples. He says, hey, the dollar, if whatever the case may be, don't put your trust in it. I will take care of you. How many say this morning? I will take care of you. How many say, sometimes you're back against the wall. You say, I don't know how I got here, Pastor, but God is taking care of us. Amen. It's been rough. It's been tough. But God, we're still standing this morning. We're still making it through because God somehow, some way, always seems to take care of us. He said, you see the lilies, see how they grow. He said, I take care of them. He says, you see it all, and these lilies of the field. He says, they're none of them compared to Solomon's glory cannot compare to how I take care of the sparrow. His eyes on the sparrow, his eye can be on you as well. The power belongs to God. Amen. We see here today, and so he says, number 11, he says, God has spoken it once and twice have I heard this. What? The power belongs to who? The power belongs to who? God. Let the internet hear you. The power belongs to who? Amen. And so he says the power belonging to God, church of the day. And so he says, let's side with power. Let's side with the one who loves us. Let's side with the one who cares for us. The Bible says in 2 Peter, we got to wrap this up. 2 Peter 1, 2 through 9, 2 through 8. The Bible says, grace and peace be multiplied. This is what God wants to shower you with. He wants to shower with his grace. Shower we his love. Shower with peace of mind, knowing, again, in the knowledge of God, you can come to the realization through the Word of God. The Word of God is enriching, church. It's powerful, church. I'm telling you, you must know it. You must keep it down on the inside of your heart. It will help you every step of the way. Can I get a witness this morning? It will help you along. You've got to know what the Word says so you can combat the devil and the principalities and the powers that come up against you. And you can say, hey, I see what is written in the Word. Get thee behind me, Satan. I'm not going to live by bread alone, but I'm going to live by what the Word says. And the Word says be filled with knowledge according to his divine power. Number 3, you see that God says, I want to give you power. Peter read it. He wrote it down on the paper. He says, God wants to fill us with his divine power. He has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue. He says, God has given us everything. Come on and side with God. Side with God. Leave the devil behind. How many know that today? The devil has a bunch of trash. He has a bunch of falsehoods and lies. But let's side with God. Amen. God will never do you wrong, brothers and sisters, today. How many say that this morning? God will never do you wrong. Side with God. Everything pertaining to life is what he said. Your needs, salvation, the Holy Ghost, again, cleansing and making you whole. He says, side with God. Joy and all these things. He says, whereby given unto us a great, exceeding, and precious promises. And by these, you might be partakers of the divine nature. He said, I want you to be a partaker of this power. This divine neighbor, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God gives us power to escape, the ability to break free. And the Bible goes on a little further. He says, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith, virtue, knowledge, and knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness, charity. And he says, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you neither should be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You would not be unfruitful. You would not be barren. Again, God has all power to take care of you. He's powerful enough to keep you. He wants you to be fruitful. Amen. He wants you to grow. He wants you to excel and blossom, to be like that tree planted by the rivers this morning. Let's move a little further. The Bible says in Matthew 18, come on, I got two more pieces. Matthew 28:17. The Bible says, as we celebrated this past weekend, and we continue in this realm of don't forget the resurrection. Keep it in the forefront of your mind. Rehearse it. Play it through. The Bible says, and when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. They saw him, but they worshiped. They saw him, but they worship. And we can come to church sometimes. We can worship, but not really believe. I'm giving you this word this morning, but do you really believe it? You understand? Do you believe that God can turn it around in a moment of time? I mean, I'm talking about really believe it. Amen. to really believe. When Jesus touched that woman with the issue of blood, when the woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus, actually, she touched him. And all these people were touching and reaching out and touching. Oh, this woman touched him as he passed by. And he says, hey, wait a minute, somebody touched me. You remember that? It was a whole crowd of people. He says, wait a minute, somebody touched me. And his disciples, probably was Peter, I can't remember which one said. He said, what do you mean who touched you? Look at all these people. What are you talking about, Jesus? Somebody touched you. Of course people are touching you. He said, nah, somebody touched me. Somebody, I felt that release come out of me. I felt the power inject into somebody's life. And I pray this morning that this word will release into each of us. Amen. Every time we preach it to ourselves first. Let me say that. Amen. I never forget that at the time I didn't understand what my pastor used to say. He said, I preach to myself as well. But the power being released through us. The power that released through the word into your life. He says, and they worshiped, but some doubted. My friend, today, doubt is powerful. Doubt will keep you from walking on water. Doubt will keep us from believing and seeing all that God can do. Doubt will make you say, I got to touch it to feel it, to really experience it. Don't wait till you feel it, till you see it. Believe it now. Amen? Believe it now. Believe it now. Again, I remember going through that guest book. I was just reminiscing a little bit, and it just not came back to me. We said one day, Lord willing, we'll be preaching in Giant Stadium, a revival. Y'all remember, some of y'all remember that? Amen? Amen. When will it happen? We don't know, but believe in it. They don't even call it Giant Stadium. Where the Giants play. Where the Giants roam. Amen. We'll go over there and stomp on some devils. Still believe in God. Amen. If it's this church, believe in God for, again, ownership still. If not, God has something greater for us. Amen. Amen. And on and on and on. Believe in God for great things. Believe in God for your life. Preach, I envision, again, having this place that I want to live. I just passed that place where you told me, hey, man, you said, I'm going to one of these days, I'm going to live in that building or something near there or whatever the case may be. Just thought about this morning as we passed. My daughter lives down the street from there. Amen. And you think about it, how did God believe it this morning? He said, but some doubt. Don't doubt. Pray and believe. Amen. I prayed for X amount of dollars one time. It still ain't came to pass, but I'm going to believe God. Amen. God, if you just bless me with this, God, I'll be able to, you know, lead an old job, lead an old place. And even then, you know, again, whatever the Lord may have, you never know what God may do. He may say, just step out there by faith, son, and I'll do the rest. However God deals with your heart about your issues, don't doubt. Because doubt is powerful. It will cause us to kind of second guess, kind of half step throughout. But church today, let's go with full assurance this day. Let's finish up. And so in verse 18, he says, some doubted, but he says, all power. He wanted to get all the doubt out of their mind. He said it with authority. He says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, from above and beneath. Amen. All around. How many going to believe that with us? All power is given unto Jesus. We just celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And church today, all power. That means against principalities, against powers, against things that will influence your mind and your soul, against the powers of darkness, against sickness, against our fears today. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. How many going to believe that with us today? How many going to believe that God is powerful enough to take your circumstance? God is strong enough to change your family. God is strong enough to revive you. God is strong enough to turn that business around, amen, and make it the number one business in the entire city, Brother Robert, in the entire city. It will come from the east and from the west and desire to come to Robbie's Teller Shop. Again, businesses, the uniforms, the military, the police, the firefighters, whoever it may be, will come to that place. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God, restore his business, Lord. Restore it in the name. How many going to believe that with us today? How many going to touch and agree with us today? Restore again in the name. There's power in the name of Jesus, church, this morning. There's power to restore lives. Amen. God is more than able to revive again this church. How many going to pray that with us today? Revive the church, Lord.
We side with you. You said in your word you will build the church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm looking at members of your church. There's members of the church watching online. There's members of the church we have yet to reach. There's members of the church that have come and gone. But at the beginning of the day, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. The power belongs to you. Draw them by your power. Build them by your power. Strengthen and renew. And let this be a power plant for the kingdom of God. Let 334 Ashford Street be a power plant. Let the churches that are established in Brooklyn and Queens and Staten Island and Manhattan be power plants all around this city so men and women can come and experience the power of Almighty God. And know that there's an all-powerful God up in heaven. I got to finish. And so we see he rose from the grave and told them to stand. In 1 Corinthians, we close. Come on, stand to your feet. People, reach out. We're going to reach up and touch God today. We're going to believe God. He says, O death, 1 Corinthians 15, he says, O death, where is thy sting? Jesus defeated death, didn't he? O grave, where is thy victory? Lazarus, come forth. Men and women, the devil's trying to destroy you. But no power in the grave can keep you down, church, this morning, amen? The sting of death is sin. Tonight, if you bow, this day morning, if you bow my sin today, the sting of it will destroy it and suck all the power out of your life. Today, there's power in forgiveness. There's power in the blood to wash away every sin. Today, there's power in faith to say, Lord, I repent of my sins. God, cleanse me. Make me whole. And amen. The strength of the sin is the law. But the Bible says in verse 15, but thanks be to God. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ today. I'm going to say that with us this morning as we close. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God. Reach out and touch him this morning. Thanks be unto Jesus this day. Reach out and touch the power. The powerful side, the Lord's side. Moses said, who's on the Lord's side? Who's on the Lord's side this morning? Say, I'm getting on the Lord's side. Where there's power to open up the Red Sea. Where there's power to feed me from heaven. Where there's power to no doubt to turn back my enemies. I'm with the Lord's side. Joshua says, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I'm picking the side of power. I'm picking the side of victory. I'm picking the side where there's healing and satisfaction and joy and peace in my life. The power of God and the Holy Ghost, let it be real in your life today. And also prayers open, come tap into the power. Reach up and tap into the power. Say, Lord, touch me. Lord, I need a touch from you right now. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, seek the Lord right now and say, God, I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I want the power from on high. I want that power that you gave to your disciples. I want the power to cast out devils. Begin to pray and things will come to pass. I want the power to where I can pray and no doubt things will change in my life. Church of the day, seek that power this morning. Seek that power right now. Seek it out right now. Don't let the enemy pull your hands down. But reach out. Say that. The enemy say, don't reach up. Don't reach up to the power. Just like a baby saying, Lord, pick me up. Lord, empower me. Daddy, daddy, pick me up. Abba, Father, pick me up. Pick me up. You're greater than I. You're stronger than I. Lord, I pray, do a work in this house. Come on inside with power. The altar prayer is open today. The altar prayer is open, church. Let's seek the Lord's face. Let him endue you. Let him do a work in your life right now. Power to heal. Power to deliver. Power to set free. The power belongs to God. Don't give any authority to the devil this morning. Don't give any glory to the devil. Don't give any power, any inch to the enemy of our soul. Walk in power. Walk in his might this morning. Let's all find a place to pray. Let's seek his face.
You are my sword and shield. Though troubles linger still, whom shall I'm
Mustard seed, brothers and sisters, I gotta go. But the faith of a mustard seed can move mountains. That's a powerful thing. He said a little bitty mustard seed. A little bit of that little bit of faith can do a great thing. Brothers and sisters, they believe God. Walk in the power of his divine nature. And we look forward to what God's gonna do. Continue to pray with us, believe God with us. It's time we're gonna receive an offering. It's unto the Lord. Those watching online, and those here in the service have an opportunity to give to the Lord. Continue to support the ministry. We say thank you. Thank you for your giving. Continue to sow into the ministry. I'm telling you, as you give to God as well, it's amazing how it works. He can take your finances and really cause them to grow and give unto God. And we do it because we love him. But again, today, that's one of the promises of God, how he will bless you in beyond measure. He said, I'll pour out the windows of heaven. I will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon your life. Church, through your giving, we have various ways through our church website at www.myntcc.org/Brooklyn, New York. You can give that way. Up there, it probably says make a gift on the webpage. Through text to give it, 347-229-9933 is our way to text to give. Then through Zelle. Many have given through Zelle. A lot of folks signed up last week through Zelle. And we use the church email, not my contact number, but the church email. The church email, and that will be a way to give through Zelle. And so we pray that you will bless as you give unto the Lord. And those here in the service, we come receive it as well as unto the Lord. Amen. You can begin to bring your offerings unto the Lord this morning. Truly, truly, we are blessed today. Amen. Let me say thank you in advance for your giving. Thank you. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Come on, say it. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness. We thank God for, again, this service today. We pray, God, as you, again, just continue to move in every life. And God, we pray that you help them walk in your power. Help us to remember how powerful that you are, how powerful you intended for each of us to be, to walk in your spirit, to walk and overcome every challenge. God, there's nothing that we cannot overcome because of you, because you overcame. And Lord, we pray to go with each one, keep each one, bless each one. God, help each one to witness and tell someone else. To God, to let them know that God, to side with you, to side with you, the winning side, the victorious side. Lord, we pray for those, God, again, that are not here this morning. Draw them back at the next point in time, next Sunday. And God bless, God, as we travel. Keep us, God, we pray. Keep the congregation. And God, as we return, Lord, to your will be done. Bless in a mighty way. We thank you again for this offering. And God, we pray to God that you can bless each one that's given. Even those that didn't have to give, God, we pray that you will help them at the next appointed time to give unto you. We give you praise and glory for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. We will see you in a couple of days.